Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Healing House Radio. I'm Dr. Eileen, and for those of you who listened in last week, you could tell I'm feeling a little bit better. Last week I was struggling with a little bit of a cold, and for those of you who listened in anyway, I really appreciate you. Also this week we have the amazing and ever-effervescent producer Kina, who is going to be running the chat room, and I really appreciate having her back, considering as far as I'm concerned, elves make most technology work. So I'm glad to have Kina back with me and, you know, helping me out in that way. And today, what we're going to be talking about is we are talking about healing around the idea of abundance. And when most people think of healing, you know, we really think of healing sort of, you know, on a physical level or on a spiritual level. But a lot of times we don't look at the relationship that we have with other things that need healing. And one of the big issues, especially now, is the idea of healing around abundance. Now, when I talk about abundance, I'm not just talking about money. And while that's one of the first things we think of, it is only a piece of abundance. Abundance comes in all those things that gift our life. It can be an abundance of friendships. It can be an abundance of support. And sometimes even one, when we really need them, is an abundance. And you think about a lot of people out there who, you know, are really in some very, very hard circumstances. You know, when, you know, we go out and we, you know, encounter homeless and, you know, people who are just really in those places of feeling very isolated in society. One of the things that, you know, always comes to my mind is, you know, it's not just about, you know, well, these are people and they don't have money and they're in these circumstances. The idea that, you know, these are folks who are lacking fundamental abundance in a lot of different areas. And, you know, that connection with community, that connection with other people, maybe family, friends, you know, they don't have that in their lives. And I've also, you know, met some folks who, while they're in really hard circumstances, they still feel very blessed. They still feel that there's a lot of gratitude in their lives, because even if it's just, you know, having other people who are in their circumstances, who are sitting there shoulder to shoulder with them, that gives them at least abundance in that area. So let's look at really what are some of the abundance issues that a lot of people are having. I mean, there's so many people, they're unemployed, they're underemployed. I mean, you may have a job, but it may not be, you know, a situation where that job is providing for all those things that you need. Now, I'm going to kind of throw something out there, and, you know, if it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, just say Dr. Eileen had an off moment. But it's not about needing money. Most people, really, when you think about it, don't want money. What they want is the things that that money will provide. So it's not about, you know, I would love $1 million. It's about, I would love to be able to afford to not have to worry about money. I would love to have the resources to allow me to live comfortably and to take care of those people who are close to me. So we're talking more about resources. And when we look at what our resources are, while yes, you know, it's not like you can pay your student loan with good thoughts or a nice hearty handshake. You know, there are mechanisms in place that require that funding, that require that ability to exchange currency. And, you know, when those basic needs are in question, it can be a really, really terrifying place. And, yes, there have been times in my life when I have been there. And while it was never as bad as some, to me, it was pretty bad. And the idea that, you know, it really is scary when you don't know where those abundance pieces are coming in, when you don't know how things are going to be managed. And it really, you know, we go into that survival mode. You know, the adrenaline kicks up. It's fight or flight. And it can create a lot of stuff in our bodies. And, you know, in cultures all around the world, you know, when we think of what is abundant and what isn't, I mean, I spent a few weeks in a small village called Mapia in the rainforest. And I saw, you know, what I would deem as just really intense poverty. And it was interesting because I also saw tremendous happiness. I saw a very balanced way of viewing their lives and saying, you know what, we have this, it's what we have, and they were so in the moment and so in the space of being right where they were and accepting right where they were and what they had. A big part of creating a good relationship with abundance is first and foremost accepting, you know what I have right now, I can live with. It does not have to create fear in me. Now, I may want to change, and I may need to change a lot of things in my life to move into that place of greater abundance so that I can financially have those things that I want to be able to hold on to, and being able to be okay with right where you're at. And understanding, you know what, I may be challenged in these particular areas, but let me take a look at what I've got. Let me take stock. Let me take inventory of those things that do serve me. It may be, you know, your ability to live independently may not be there right now, but it may be you have the resource of having family or friends that could be able to, you know, support you during that time. And, you know, I want to also talk to those people who do have a little bit more abundance, who do have, you know, who have been blessed with, you know, okay, you've got a home, you've got, you know, friends, you've got, you know, a way of being able to take care of yourself. If you have a spare room, if you have, and you know somebody who is, like, really going through a hard time, it's like, you know what? If it works for you, if it resonates with you, you know, open your home and say, you know what, you know, you can spend the next month staying with me. If that resonates with you, now understand that is a big thing. You know, one of the things I do is I have opened my home to friends who are in that situation, who, you know, are going through a really tough time. And while it's not about, you know, indefinitely or, you know, creating a situation that you don't feel comfortable with, if you do have, then please share. You know, even if it is just, you know what, you know, once a week, you know, watch somebody's kids while they may be, because of the stresses in their life, they can't take any time off for themselves. Allow them a chance to, you know, get away for a little bit on their own. If you have, share. And if you don't have, ask. A part of healing around all these issues is getting rid of that sense of isolation. Because one of the things that we have, and one of the biggest obstacles to healing our relationship with abundance and being able to find balance with maybe not having that much as much abundance as we would like in that moment, is the fact that we don't want to share that. We don't want to share that we need help. We don't want to share that, you know what, I'm really in a tough space right now, and, you know, I don't have enough for groceries this week. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your family. Ask people you know. You know what, do you know anybody who's hiring or who's looking for a little bit of extra help? Maybe it's someone who needs, you know, who has a family member who's maybe older and can't take care of themselves, who would appreciate having somebody stay with them to be able to be a caregiver. And, you know, this is something that is a very big piece of healing that relationship. It's first about stepping out and being able to admit it and own it and to have it be okay that you need help in that moment or in that time. It's not about ego. It's not about shame. We have all been there to some degree. And we all, you know, and if we've never been there, more than likely, before we finish this lifetime, we will be there at some point. One of my mom's favorite saying was, "There but for the grace of God go I." And there are always times when each one of us are going to experience that scary place of lacking abundance. So a part of healing is rejoining your community, reaching out and letting other people nurture you, letting other people help you out, you know, letting someone say, you know what, you know, here's some groceries. Why don't you come with me and, you know, we'll go and pick out some stuff. It's about letting the people who love you know that you need that assistance. And by not making abundance something that is this distant goal, that is this piece that is like, okay, if I get a job, I'll have abundance and I'll be happy. Or, you know, if I could win the lottery, I mean, hey, I'm right there with you. I would very much love to, you know, see six numbers come up with my tag and, you know, it's like, wow, okay. And, you know, I'll be off playing with all my, you know, new friends and I'll have a cool house and, you know, and all of that. While that's great and, yes, it has happened, the idea of, you know, getting thrown the cosmic Yahtzee where you get everything lined up, is that really going to, you know, while it'll temporarily remove fears of abundance, while it will temporarily, you know, set things up for you, it still is not going into that place of really finding balance with it. Because then there's always that fear of, I've got to get as much as I can and I've got to hold on to it because I'm going to, at any point, I'm going to lose it. And if I lose it, it will be horrible. And the fear that goes with needing that money, as opposed to, I would like this to come into my life. You know, it may be, you know, that you need a car. Let's talk about that. Because, you know, I've known of people, you know, who like, it's like, well, I need the money so I can get a car. Well, there are other ways to get a car. It may be that someone you know, it's like, you know what, I've got this car I'm not using. You know, if you'll pay for the gas and put it under your insurance and all of this stuff, you know, I'll let you use my car. So the idea of putting conditions on the gifts we get, and once again, I'm kind of, you know, I'm asking you to bear with me on what I'm saying, and please listen in. The idea of being in a state of a lack of abundance, remember, there's light and shadow in everything. And it may be there's something very important for you to learn through this process. Abundance and the lack of it are both processes that we go through. And like I said, everybody experiences it to some degree. And being able to look at it as a lesson, as an opportunity to grow within yourself, within your heart, within your, you know, your being, to be able to look at it and say, okay, what are the lessons that I'm learning from this? What is this part of my journey teaching me? Is it teaching me about letting go of attachments? I mean, sometimes when, you know, that abundance piece, you know, is a challenge, maybe that means you have to give up, you know, a house that you really love so you can move into something smaller or stay with friends. Maybe it means, you know, well, I cannot be able to go on the vacations I want to. I cannot maintain the lifestyle that I was accustomed to. I'm going to have to scale it down. And losing the attachment to that. Maybe it's just about, you know, a humility piece and being able to see the world through the eyes of those who are challenged with abundance and find peace with that. And through that, be able to work with others. I mean, it may be that the universe has it lined up that there are people who are going to come into your life who are going to need that guidance and that wisdom and that help. And being able to come from that place of really knowing what it feels like to hold that fear will allow you to guide others and allow you to help others through that process. And, you know, when people are in that place, one of the things is that they don't want to talk to somebody or deal with somebody who doesn't understand where they're coming from. And for those of you who follow a spiritual path or who feel called to that, and let me talk about that for a second, because one of the things that, you know, some people envision is that, well, if I'm going to lead a spiritual life, if I'm going to be spiritual, poverty is a part of that. I have to be in a place of poverty. You know, you cannot be spiritual, genuinely spiritual, and abundant at the same time. And I do not believe that that is true. I don't. I believe that when we come into that space, that it creates an opportunity for growth. It creates an opportunity for learning. And there's a very important, you know, lesson to be learned by going through that. But it does not mean that has to embody our entire life experience. It does not mean that, you know, if we are spiritual nurturing beings, that we have to do everything for free. When you are a spiritual person and you are helping people, there needs to be an exchange of energy. It may just be that, you know, if you go and hold space and listen to someone and, you know, minister to them spiritually, maybe they can, you know, maybe they can't afford to give you a whole bunch, but maybe they can afford to give you gas. You know, you can have gas money that, you know, to drive out to them. And you cannot be afraid to ask for that exchange of energy. You cannot hold that, well, I just have to constantly give, and abundance is not supposed to come to me if I'm doing something that is a gift. That if, you know, we're called by spirit and we're blessed with certain talents and certain abilities, that does not mean that we cannot receive compensation for them. And, you know, and I really hope that, you know, and if you hold it differently and if there's a different way that you look at that, you know, God bless. And I by no means, you know, mean to devalue your path and your way. Remember, you know, what I talk about is a way. Whether or not it is your way is up to you. It's how it resonates with you. And it is most certainly not the way. There is nothing I will ever share or ever talk about that is ever supposed to be considered the way. All of what I talk about is possibilities and things that you can think about, things that can come into your field and you just, and you can think, oh, wow, you know what? That really resonates with me. That helps me relieve, you know, some of my anxiety. Because first, understand that lacking abundance, it is a very reasonable thing to be scared by. Fear is both light and shadow. And the light part of it, it keeps us in perspective. It keeps us objective. It allows us to look at a situation and go, okay, you know, let me not get all wrapped up in it. Let me not just be caught up in, ooh, it's a shiny thing. That we have to hold that little bit of, you know, conservative thought about things where you figure out, one, does this resonate with me? Is this really something that I can embrace? Is this really something that I can hold? Or is this something that, you know, is this person presenting it to me, you know, are they really in that space that is about helping me? Or could this be something where, you know, somebody is attempting to manipulate me? Fear is really good in that space. And when the fear becomes overwhelming, when the fear becomes paralyzing, when the fear puts us in a place where we can't see a way out, and everything just seems to be dead end, dead end, dead end, and you get caught up in that idea of, I've got nothing that I can do. I've got, you know, I'm trapped. When it becomes a trap, that's when it needs to be, you know, reevaluated. That's when we need to take a look at it and say, you know what? Okay, this situation, and pardon my language, sucks. This is a lousy, lousy, miserable thing I'm in. I'm really hating being here. And, you know, right now it's really hard for me to figure out a way to deal with it. You deal with it the same way you would eat an elephant, one single bite at a time. And you look at it from the point of view of, okay, the situation is lousy, and I have to figure out a way out of it. And there is a way out of it. And once you figure out, I can do this, I can get out of this, I can work with this, then it just becomes a matter of how. And there's a few different things to do with that. One is that whole, you know, let the universe take care of you. Earlier when I was talking about asking for help, whatever your spiritual practice, whatever, and even if you don't have a spiritual practice, even if, you know, because this stuff works with atheists too, you know, it's okay. Because if there's anything that you believe in, if there's, you know, even if it's science, if it's probability, if it's quantum physics, if it's, you know, Buddhist thought, you know, it's an important piece of letting the universe, God, creator, Allah, Jesus, you know, the spiritual realm, gods, goddesses, whatever, by bringing that spiritual piece in and saying, you know what, universe, I can't do this. I cannot figure out a way out of this, and I'm scared, and it hurts, and I don't know what to do. Let it go into the universe. Put it out there. Ask the universe for that help and say, you know what? I can't do this. You know, there's a song called Jesus Take the Wheel. And, you know, and you could put creator or, you know, whatever. If you need to change that first word, that first pronoun to something else that is workable for you, you know, do so. And, you know, when the lyrics to the song, you know, take the wheel, take it from my hands because I can't do this on my own. I'm going to let it go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. And when you do that, when you put that out there, you know, that's a part of the piece. That's the first step. You go to whatever your spiritual path tells you, whatever your place of comfort, where you can let go of that hurt, of that fear. I mean, it's like when we were little and we had that grown-up that we could go to when we were scared, when there was the monster in the closet. You know, a lack of abundance and fear of it is the monster in the closet. And being able to go to that grown-up or older sibling who would sit there and say, you know what, it's okay. I'm going to go and look in the closet, and it's all right. I'm going to look under the bed for you, and I'm going to make sure you're okay. Find that source of feeling safe, because the lack of abundance, it's being scared. It's feeling that you're not safe. Okay, we have got Tricia, who is in area code 219. Tricia, welcome to the show. We've just got a few minutes left, so what would you like to share?
Yes, my own anxiety relating to abundance might be causing a little glitch in the harmonial passage, and I wanted to change that.
Uh-huh. You know, absolutely. And since we've just got a few minutes, Tricia, what I'm going to do is I'm going to note down your number, and what I'm going to do, are you near a computer that you can get into the chat room? Or are you just
yes.
on the phone? You can go in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay. So log into the chat room, and everybody, after the show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be in the chat room for a while, and we're going to talk about that. And Tricia, also what I want you to do is I'm going to switch you back over to Kina. I'm going to have Kina stick you up and make sure we have your contact information, because that way you and I can, you know, talk a little bit one-on-one, okay? Because,
okay,
you know, I want to go into some of the stuff that you've got going. So Kina's going to pick you up, and she's going to make sure she gets all your contact information. But log into the chat room. But, you know, you and I, we can have some one-on-one talk, okay?
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, hon. You hang in there, and we'll talk in a bit, okay? All righty. So, and if anybody else would like to have some one-on-one, you know, if you'd like to speak to me, you can reach me through the Healing House website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And you can find out about more about my book, Frequencies, at frequenciesthebook.com. And I'm really excited. And in my last couple of minutes, I want to share that my book, Frequencies, A Journey Beyond the Illusion of the Singular Self, that talks about the fact that we are connected to something so much bigger and that we can tap into. It is now available not only on FastPencil.com, which is the self-publishing company I went through, but it's also now available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. It's really an exciting project for me, and I've been very excited that it's out. And what I'm going to be doing on February 9th, there is a radio station called KKUP. It's at 91.5 FM. I'm not sure what the range is. But I will be on February 9th at 10 a.m. I'm going to be interviewed there. And also on March 4th, I will be having a book signing here at the Center for Creative Living in San Jose, California. And that I'm going to be speaking at the service from 10 to 11:30, and then afterwards I'm going to be book signing. And anyone who comes up and tells me that you're a Healing House Radio listener, you will get your book for free. On March 25th, I will be at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library at San Jose State from 1 to 3, also doing a lecture and book signing. And I will be teaching a class on Druidry on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's a weekend class. So you can find out about all my activities and the things I've got going at the-healing-house.com. And also the phone number to reach me if you want to get a hold of me. And I really want to thank everybody for joining me today. And like I said, after the show, I will be in the chat room. And if you want to reach me, you can get in there and connect up. And if you would like me to come out to where you are to do a book signing out where you are, just let me know. And I love to travel. So I want to thank everybody for listening again. And we will talk next week. And in the meantime, you know, just hang in there and, you know, just remember there is a wonderful universe that is ready to take care of you. Reach out to each other. If you have, share. And if you don't have, ask. Because I'd be willing to bet that there are people around you who love you and want to take care of you. Take care and bye-bye.